Secret Garden is probably not the show you would think of as Christmas entertainment. But as the Capitol Repertory Theater production illustrates, any musical about love, rebirth, and reconciliation is ideal material for the holiday season. Indeed, the character Archibald goes through a journey of self-discovery, not unlike Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. Instead of the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future, Archibald discovers redemption through his son Colin, the gardener's young helper Dickon, and most of all, his orphaned niece, Mary Lennox. This happens as the three, with the help of the gardener Ben, bring his deceased wife's decayed garden back to full blossom. Through the rebirth of the garden, he comes to appreciate the power of healing and of love. The Cap Rap production, which continues through December 21st, is a lovely presentation that is smartly conceived, well-performed, and intelligently directed. Two, it uses a refreshing approach to the material, as Maggie Mancinelli Cahill uses her cast to function as musicians as well as actors. This permits some songs to support the narrative of the story, and others to simply serve as moments of pure entertainment. Mancinelli Cahill and choreographer Freddie Ramirez use the movement of the actor-musicians to establish an ephemeral mood that helps the audience feel at ease with the many ghostly presences that weave throughout the play and who have the potential to confuse time, place, and reality. The approach is more successful in the first act, as the segment establishes the characters and their relationships with each other. In Act Two, the pace slows considerably as the youngsters scheme to bring the garden back to life against the wishes of Archibald. Though the younger characters dominate the second act, it is doubtful children of the same age will be entertained by the material. The performance is strong throughout. Mary is performed with engaging spunk by the talented Brittany Ross. Young Aidan Fecko overcomes the one-note shrillness of young Colin, who is filled with self-pity. And Elliot Lane brings energy and power to the role of Dickon, whose intensity sometimes suggests he's a Martin McDonagh character in waiting. Cole Burden signals the repressed empathy of the moody Archibald, while Fred Rose makes an impression with his uncaring brother, Neville. He's the only complex character in the show. Rose, who also contributes on the show, shines in his solo number Disappear, and Burden makes an impression by finding the emotions in Where in the World and A Bit of Earth. The two men are great in the duet Lily's Eyes, a number which would be even more touching if the director had not decided to have the song's subject be sent to stage as if in a portrait. Some things are better left to the imagination, which includes A Babbling Robin and Human Headboards. The women are also strong. Both Molly Voight Welch and Lily Arianna Papalo as Rose sing lovely, and each establishes a haunting present. As the chambermaid Martha, Lena Rideout creates a comic but determined person who stops the second act with a song, Hold On. Also adding much-needed lightness is Kevin Maguire's portrayal of the Garden of Ben. Scenic designer Ted Simpson has created an open performing space that provides an eerie environment ideal for the mood of the play. Suggestive props swiftly add specificity to scenes, and though occasionally overused, the idea of human statues permits them to become integral characters in the show. However, the effect that shows the garden's transformation from neglect to rich abundance can only be described as modest. It lacks the emotional resonance needed at the moment. The same can be said of Mancinelli Cahill's staging, as the play's end seems rushed and lacking in emotion. There are many fine moments in the production, but total satisfaction is elusive, as it becomes almost impossible to overcome the maudlin sentimentality of a story centered on sulky and emotionally wounded characters. That also takes too long to reach its predictable conclusion. The Secret Garden is a special presentation of material that is, perhaps, better left appreciated on the page. Secret Garden continues at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through December 21st. For tickets and information, call 445-7469 or go to capitalrep.com. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.